Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And as always, don't forget the Tenkar's Tavern Discord server, where in about half an hour from when I record this, we'll be doing our weekly Tavern Chat, live chat, voice, text. You never know who's going to drop in. So, what do I got for you today? Well, I got some news in the industry. Nothing earth-shattering, but certainly interesting. And it's not bad news, it's good news. Two things. Fantasy Grounds, which I guess is what Smiteworks, they actually have just released officially licensed second edition AD&D modules. The Player's Handbook, the Monstrous Manual, and the DMG. And, strangely enough, they've also released an adventure, but it isn't a 2E adventure. It's a 1E adventure. And that is N1. Against the Cult of the Reptile God. I enjoy that one. It's one that's certainly more than one session of play. But I'm surprised that that's the one they chose to include when they release this. Now, the books are all $20 a piece. The adventure is $9.99. But you don't need the 2E, quote, modules to use the 2E rule set. Here's what I got from Doug Davidson. Fantasy Grounds just released officially licensed AD&D 2E modules. Player's Handbook, Monstrous Manual, DMG, and N1 Adventure. We added a 2E rule set to all standard and ultimate licenses where people can enter their own data if they don't want to buy the preloaded module content we sell. I don't know how much you need preloaded module content. As long as you have the rule set, as long as you have the saving throws, as long as you have your combat tables in there. I don't know how much of the other stuff that you need. I can bring the book to my table. But this was added by somebody else on Facebook. There's a free extension that makes the 2E rule set an AD&D 1E rule set. You actually get the rules engine, automation, like I was saying, free with Fantasy Grounds. You need to buy the books to get the content, but you can enter it all yourself if you wanted to, and why would you want to? Again, honestly, you don't need that content. It's not like an adventure where you need the content. It's helpful to have it in the program. I'm sure N1 would be great. Actually, maybe I'll have to check that out. After Unity launches, they're going to be kickstarting the Unity engine for Fantasy Grounds. I believe May 1st or something like that. And that allow you to run it natively, not just natively through OS X and Windows and such, but it should be an easier user experience if you want to enter data. I've never been one that's been comfortable entering data into Fantasy Grounds. Has usually been something on par with programming language, and I'm not good with that shit. You gotta know your limits. But this is exciting because hopefully this also means that they may have come out directly, God forbid, with some OSR rule sets. We shall see. Other news. Gallant Knight Games partners with Barrel Rider Games. Now, Barrel Rider Games is James Bond. So if you like White Box and if you like White Star, James has signed an exclusive contract with Gallant Knight Games. Gallant Knight Games is going to be publishing and distributing Barrel Rider Games products for the foreseeable future. Here's the official announcement. Gallant Knight Games is excited to announce they have signed a deal with Barrel Rider Games to help produce tabletop role-playing games. James M. Spahn is a talented designer. Yes, he is. Whose creative art and game design have powered Barrel Rider Games and its flagship work, White Star, to the top tiers of classic D20-style gaming. The agreement allows James and Barrel Rider Games to focus on game design and product design while retaining complete control over both new and existing properties. basically Gallant Knight Games is going to be publisher, sales, marketing, inventory. And what does that mean? In the end, the first joint project released by Bowerita Games and Gallant Knight Games will be James's long-awaited Viking white box role-playing game. I've spoken with James about this, I guess, over the last year or so off and on. We've been talking about what he plans on doing with it. I find it very exciting. It's a great type of setting. I like the Viking setting. So that should be cool. The game will seek funding on Kickstarter and a short campaign for PDF and print-on-demand delivery. Following that, a collected edition of James's White Box Productions will be produced. All new art, graphic design, and additional content in a massive single tome containing the full White Box rules. And there's other exciting projects, including an adaptation of White Star for 5th edition D&D. And I think that's pretty cool, too. I think it really has a great potential. Now, that's the news. As I was getting ready to sit down and record this, Joe the Lawyer sent me a question. And it regards Magic Missile in 5e, but also, I guess you could say, well, the Magic Missile spell in all editions. And I'll get to that in a second. All right, so here's the issue, or here's the question. When it comes to the Magic Missile spell, and somebody using mirror image, do you have to roll randomly to see if the images are hit and not the caster, or do they automatically hit the caster? And this is the way I've always run it. I believe that the shield spell in 1E is, you know, the magic missile defense. It absorbs magic missile spells, in addition to giving the magic user a slightly better AC. But magic missiles in AD&D, 1E, 2E, whatever, I'm assuming 5E, don't need a to-hit roll, okay? They don't need a roll to hit. They automatically strike the target as long as the target is in range. Therefore, my interpretation would be they ignore the illusions. The illusions are not a physical target. But it's an interesting question, though, because I can see it played other ways. It just, to me, the wording of the spell, since it automatically strikes, and those are illusions. Now, if they were, I don't know, how did AD&D have it? You had those illusions that were semi-real and had semi-corporal presence and some hit points or whatever. And if that was the case, yeah, they could be targeted. But these are pure illusions, and the magic missile spell will not be thrown off by such. I'm thinking I should start doing like a sage advice for the OSR as an occasional feature here on the Tavern Chat. It'd be fun. So if you do have questions and you'd love an unofficial answer from somebody that's pulling shit out of their ass, feel free to leave me a voicemail or send an email with the subject Tavern Chat in it to tankars.tavern@gmail.com, and I'll try to address it. Come on, it should be fun for all. On that note, I'm going to wrap this up. If you are listening on iTunes, you can give us a review. Awesome. Otherwise, for everybody else, stay safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.